Yo, what's up? It's Tony Wiggins here with Locked On Jaguars. Make a move and try to get Debo. Who? Debo. That's who I said. He's available, and I think the Jags should make a pitch. We'll talk about it in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars.
You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's going on, good people? I'm Tony Wiggins here with Locked On Jaguars on a Wednesday. Today's show is sponsored by Blue Nile. This Mother's Day, give mom something she'll treasure forever with fine jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Locked On Sports listeners get $50 off of $500 spent. That's right. Use the promo code Locked On at checkout. What is happening, folks? We just out here in these streets, in these podcast streets, trying to get our team some talent. We're going to talk about an available player today. If you guys have followed me for a long time, you know one of my favorite players coming out of college was Debo Samuel. Yep, that Debo Samuel. Debo Samuel that has turned into an electric football player for the San Francisco 49ers wants a trade. According to Jeff Darlington of ESPN, he made such a request. We'll see if the 49ers are going to grant him the permission to find a team that's willing to trade for him. On our thread, our Locked On NFL thread, my man Brian Peacock, I believe it was, or maybe Allie Bronson. What's up, Allie? Shout out to Allie. Put it out that, hey, if there's going to be trade offers, if we can make a little show out of it or make some some good content, put in your trade offers. If you ask me if I did it, I'm going to sound like Jack Nicklaus from A Few Good Men. You damn right I did. That's right. We need talent in Jacksonville. Now, I know this narrative is out there that, well, if you don't use them the same way the 49ers used them, he won't be good. I don't know why you wouldn't use them that way. Or I don't know why people come to the conclusion that you have to actually do all of the things that the 49ers did in order for him to be good. Debo Samuel can play. Debo Samuel can be a regular wide receiver just because he's this out-the-box football player. It's funny, like when somebody jumps out the box and does things out the box, we put him in a box as a guy who can only do things outside the box that he can't play regular football, whatever that is, from a regular wide receiver position. And I think that's asinine. Debo Samuel, I hope the Jaguars think about it if he's available. If the 49ers are willing to part ways with him, I would definitely take a look at it. I don't care what he wants. We're going to talk about the compensation and what it would take to get him, probably in segment three. In segment two, we'll discuss why I think it's so imperative and important that the Jaguars do whatever it is that they can, wherever they can, with whomever they can, to get talent here. I think I'll put a little spin on this. I think we have this mentality that we want to win, but then when we have to do extracurricular things to go out and make sure that that happens, everyone wants to move really, really slow. And I can't tell you how much that dumbfounds me that we do that, but I am going to get into it a little bit. But as far as right now, yeah, I do think the Jaguars, hopefully they have some sort of interest, and that there's some sort of feeling of desperation to go out and get more talent at the wide receiver spot. There's this thing going around. I was talking to my man Demetrius Harvey this morning, and for some reason, people think that we already have a Debo on our roster. I'm not going to knock LaVisca Chenault. I think everyone has the right to have room to improve and to show that you can be better, and to show that when you're playing with better teammates, things could be better, with better coaches and a better scheme, that you can be better. But this thought that somehow the Jaguars went out and gave – I ain't even talking about Christian Kirk, okay, because they just needed to add some pop to the room. Everybody else around the league mad at them for getting Christian Kirk because they said he overpaid him. And Christian Kirk might be the reason Debo's on the market, because Debo's like, look, if you're going to give that guy that kind of money – I need to go. Y'all need to take care of me and do it fast. So there are people that, and I'm laughing because it's so funny to me that folks actually sit here and think that the Jags gave Zay Jones, I think it was a 4-year, $30 million deal, that they gave him that kind of money thinking that LaVisca was one of the top two receivers on the team already. I'm going to say it again. If the Jags thought, and it's not saying that they're right, by the way, so this is why I say I'm not killing that kid. I talked to his agent at the Senior Bowl for about 30 minutes. Real nice guy with Clutch Sports. But look, I'm just trying to tell you something. If they thought, and they could be wrong, but if they thought that Laviska Shenault was a good 1-2 punch with Christian Kirk, ain't no damn way in hell they give Zay Jones 4 years and $30 million. So if you say, well, if that's the case, Wig, they're set at wide receiver with Zay and Kirk. That's not what I said. Don't you sit here and think that I'm telling you that they don't need to do something else at wide receiver, because that's not what I'm saying. I'm not even saying that they don't think that they need to do something at wide out. What I'm telling you about Deebo Samuel is, whether you think you need to do something or not, there's only 3 or 4 teams in the NFL that shouldn't be inquiring about that dude. That's what I'm talking about, and that's what I've always talked about getting better. Well, we okay at wide out. We don't really need – I ain't talking about being okay. I'm talking about getting that Swiss Army knife to come and run around on your football field. Look no further than the game in Jacksonville last year. Go look at it. Those aren't normal things that he was doing. He was running away from people. He was outrunning angles on the way to the end zone. He was just making football plays. He was dominant. It's what you need. You just need to do. Go back to the playoffs when they were in Green Bay and they were walking out the locker room, and they're in Dallas and they're walking. You know why he was in the front of the line with that other great player, Trent Williams? Because that's how they feel about him. He changes your team. You don't get to walk around in South Carolina growing up with a name like Deebo and you're not that guy. One of the funniest moments I recall from the Senior Bowl a few years ago, I wasn't there, I saw it on television, was Dabo Swinney was at the Senior Bowl. And they said, hey, coach, how you doing? What are you doing here? You checking out some of your players? He said, no, I'm here making sure Deebo Samuel actually showed up and he's going in the draft and getting out of South Carolina. He was killing Clemson when he was playing for the Gamecocks. This man basically said, I came to Senior Bowl to make sure Deebo Samuel's here, and he decided to go back to school. There's just some guys that just make you better. There's just some guys that just change your franchise. I ain't talking about even changing a wide receiver room. I'm talking about there's just dude. And those are the type of guys you need to find a way to surround Trevor Lawrence with. You got the money. You got the capital. We're going to talk about that in segment 3. Segment 2, I'm going to tell you why it is paramount that at some point the Jags do go out and try to trade their way to or do something outside of the box to get these alpha dog football players on this team. I'm going to tell you why that's important, and I'll do it in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars after I tell you guys about Blue Nile. Everyday fine jewelry. That's right. Bracelets, gold layering, jewelry. It is typically given as a gift, but I need you guys to focus on Mother's Day right now. Mother's Day, wife, girlfriend, mom, mother-in-law, anyone who bared a child. That's right. It is so, so important that they are acknowledged properly on this wonderful day. Whether she prefers a statement piece or everyday subtle elegance, BlueNile.com has fine jewelry options for every mom. That's right. Shop high quality classic diamond earrings, elegant tennis bracelets, or gemstones, pendants, and necklaces. That's right. Mark Mother's Day with some special enduring classic diamond stud earrings, elegant tennis bracelets, birthstones, pendants, and so much more at BlueNile.com. This Mother's Day, give mom something she'll treasure forever with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Locked On Sports listeners get $50 off $500. That's right. It's 10%. I don't know if you guys know. This podcast exclusive is only good through Mother's Day. So use the promo code Locked On and you're going to get $50 off spending $500. Every order is insured, shipped free, and arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away that beautiful gift that's inside. So shop stress-free and find your forever peace. Go to BlueNile.com today. All right, man, we're rolling along here. Mother's Day is coming up. It'll be a very, very nice gift. We appreciate you here on Locked On Jaguars making us your first listen of the day. And we are free on all platforms, as you guys know right now, by now. And you can even see us, the Locked On Jaguars YouTube page. Thank you for liking and subscribing. Tell some more people to like and subscribe. All right, so we're talking about Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel will be a great gift from the Jaguars to all of the lady Jaguars or the female Jaguar fans. That it's about even now. It's about 50-50 when you go to the stadium. So, you know, our Duval ladies, they really step up, and they'll fight you over the Jaguars. Don't say nothing negative about the Jaguars. I get so much hits on social media with me. Man, you better quit talking about my team now. You talk about the Jaguars to a lady Jaguar fan, and it's almost like you're talking about what you – you think I call that lady kids ugly or something. They love them some teal and black. So a good gift would be a Deebo. Get a Deebo and bring him to Jacksonville. Why do I think it's important that Jacksonville explores this in particular and just other ways to get talent? It's because Trent Baalke. Now let me tell you why. They haven't really shown you that they can get a marquee free agent in the last 2 years, right? So that's one way that a team gathers talent. The other one is the draft. They got Trevor. They got Tyson Campbell. So I'm gonna say that I'm going to leave a little bit of room for discretion or criticism about how Trent Baalke's going to draft. One, I think he's going to be terrible at it. But last year doesn't really count because of the Urban Meyer factor and the way that they were doing business. The thing that I think that makes him terrible at it is his days with the 49ers. Now, he wasn't the GM as the team was being built to compete when they were competing, but he was the GM while they were competing. And apparently bumped heads with Jim Harbaugh. We talked about that yesterday, of whether or not I asked somebody too, somebody who would know, if Jim Harbaugh and Trent Baalke had a conversation, what's the likelihood that they have a conversation about Aiden Hutchinson? And that person just deadpan. No. I was like, just like that, huh? He said, no. Like, you sure it didn't happen? He said, I'm not sure it didn't happen, but I'm telling you right now, I bet everything that it didn't. And if they did talk to somebody from Michigan, Trent didn't do it. And if Trent did do it, he didn't talk to Jim. And if anything, it was probably Doug that spoke to Jim about a Hutch, if that occurred. So just some interesting tidbits with that. But we're talking about the ways that you bring in talent. You either draft it, you sign it in free agency, or you make trades where guys really don't have leverage because most of them don't have no trade clauses, right? I wouldn't make this deal unless I could work out a long-term contract with Deebo. I think he's worth it. When you say what it is it Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams money? I don't quite think so, but that doesn't really matter, you know, because at some point the next guy is going to be the highest paid player in the league at the position, especially if you're a marquee player. I probably come in a little bit under that and see if we can work something out because it's an extension and it's a year early. You'll be putting bonus money in his pocket, but it won't start coming. It won't start counting until next year. They usually don't tear existing deals up. They just kind of add onto the back end of those deals, go ahead and give you some money, which is the bonus money would basically be in advance. So that's kind of the way that works. But I just don't – it's hard enough to build a championship team when you are when you don't have a reputation of being bad at one of the ways to get talent. Trent has a reputation of being bad at two ways that you go out and get talent. And the reason why he has a reputation is because if you look at his drafts, the drafts have been not very good, and specifically at the wide receiver position. And he doesn't necessarily come across as the nicest dude and have the nicest personality. I'm not saying he's a bad person. In fact, I've heard he's a good guy. He just kind of rubs people the wrong way a little bit with his personality. So that's what you need in free agency. And you need the propensity to want to spend money, which they did show that in this offseason. They didn't show it too much in the offseason prior to that. But, yeah, in two of the three ways that you get players, he hasn't shown to be proficient in it and hasn't really shown to be that good at it. So, yeah, hell yeah, it scares me a little bit that you can't just cut the other third arm off, and that third arm is being able to wheel and deal and trade and make trades with people that doesn't, you know, leave you without a bunch of picks. And to not just be so stuck into this thing that I'm not going to trade for players and then pay them. And then there's this other thing, man. There's this other thing, this thought that maybe, you know, he could only play for Mike McDaniel down in Miami, who I don't know what they have left to trade anybody after the Tyreek trade. And then where all the ball's going to go between Waddle, Tyreek, and Debo. I don't know why anybody keeps suggesting that. I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to do it. But my point is that would be like the weirdest scenario ever, to have two guys that you got to pay $100 million to and Jalen Waddle. Make Jalen Waddle, who you use the top seven pick, as your third. That doesn't make any sense to me, but everybody keeps saying that. I don't like the fact that everybody keeps thinking that Debo is some sort of gimmick. He's not a gimmick. He's just good at what he does. He was good enough that he had some extra stuff, some special effects. He was good at that too. Because he was good at that too, he showed it. And they used him like that. And he carried them through the playoffs, right? He was the guy that they had to stop. Every team was trying. He's a nightmare, man. That brother is a nightmare. And they could very well have gone to the Super Bowl if a guy didn't drop an interception and didn't drop a pass. So they could have been the team competing against Cincinnati. The thing is, man, guys like that do not grow on trees. When you see someone on that level, it is not a gimmick. You might see it once or twice in a year, but you don't see a dude that dominant all year long and then think, well, it's just a gimmick or it's the scheme or the system. Let me ask you this. How are they scheming him when he's breaking tackles? I play a little football, not at a high level, so excuse me if I don't know this. It's like, what scheme can somebody put you in that you break tackles? What scheme is somebody putting you in that you outrun an angle of a defender coming at you? What scheme is it that makes you shake somebody so hard it looks like they break their ankles? What scheme are you in when you go up and fight for the ball in the air and you come down with it? I don't know how you scheme that into a dude. And what I see all the time is that's what he does. He does mano a mano things. He does things that is me and you ain't got a chance stuff. So whatever scheme you say that they're running that makes them be able to do that, I think what they're doing is they're using him in that scheme because he can do all of those things. So we're going to put him in a position to flat out embarrass as many people. And I'm going to put it in a position that you ain't got but one guy that's supposed to block him, and most of the time your guy ain't going to be able to do it. You want to hear a scheme? That's a scheme for you. Put him in one-on-one situations and just tell him, beat that dude. And that's what he does. He goes deep. He runs routes. He runs the entire route tree. He takes quick outs. He runs out of the backfield. He does it all, man. He does it all. He absolutely does it all. I'm going to answer this question. Somebody hit me up on a DM and said, would you rather have him or DK Metcalf? That's a very, very, very good question. I'm going to discuss that with you in the third and final segment here on Locked On Jaguars and give you my answer. I would rather have Debo than DK. Yeah, I would. But I'll tell you why in just a second. I want to tell you about Built Bar right now, though, man. Built Bar is absolutely delicious, and this is the time of year that I've pretty much given up on all these New Year's resolutions about gaining or losing weight, right? I'm sticking to my resolution that I'm going to eat better. And one of those things that I do to incorporate that idea into my diet is I use Built Bar, and I eat Built Bar every single day. That's right. You heard me. Nonstop every single day. The salted caramel. I have tried those puffs, and I love those too. The puffs are a protein-infused marshmallow. It's really, really fluffy and marshmallowy, if that's a word. They're not just a protein bar, but they're a treat. The texture is different from the Built Bar. Built Bar is like a candy bar. This is almost like a little pastry, and it's very, very delicious. Same quality, absolutely 100% covered in chocolate, just like real chocolate, by the way. Just like the Built Bars, they're low calorie, high protein, and they can replace your candy bar or those snack cakes that you eat. Go to built.com and scroll down to the macros chart, and you'll be blown away that they're twice as healthy as the candy bars, and they don't have all of that sugar and carbs and all of that stuff that's no good for you, and you don't really need all those calories. So you don't have to sacrifice taste. You don't have to sacrifice quality. You can go to built.com and use the promo code LOCK15 and get 15% off your order. I'm going to say it one more time. 15% off your order when you use the promo code LOCK15 at built.com. Running this third segment down as I sit here and watch some highlights of Justin Fields and guys running around. I can't wait till the draft, man. The draft is off the chain, and the Jaguars have a plethora of picks. I think the number stands at 12 right now. That will probably increase and decrease as the draft gets closer if they do any trading back. Of course, the number one pick overall, the number overall pick, there's some thought that the Jags are torn between two edge rushers. I heard it might be another little scenario in the works that's in the Kool-Aid a little bit too, but I'm going to hold that back from you for a little while. But I can tell you this, I think the Jags are in love with more than two players. And there's some sentiment in the building that they may want to be, they may want to do a little bit of moving around. Like my neck is moving around. They might want to move around a little bit. So we'll see as we get closer, and the rumors will continue to fly, of course. I can tell you this, folks that shouldn't be talking aren't. So anything that, folks like me are getting, they're getting because of deductive reasoning on a lot of different levels and a lot of different ways. And I'll just leave that right there where that is. But talking about the draft and talking about all these picks, what would the compensation be? Okay, so when there was the DK Metcalf talk, I never considered the number one overall pick. It's just not what teams do. Okay, normally teams don't trade a lot for guys that they have to pay, but when you're a superlative player, they'll do that. Okay, a guy that scores touchdowns, a guy that you walk on the field with him, you know you got one of them. You know, we haven't had a lot of dogs, big dogs, when we go up against a lot of teams, especially the good ones. But you go out there with Debo Samuel, you got a dog that bites, so, or a jaguar that bites. So what we need to understand is you're going to give up something, and it's going to hurt. You know, when you go to the mall and you buy something that you really, really want that's in high demand and it's expensive, it hurts. I had spilled wine on my old laptop, and I had to go buy a new one. I'm sitting there trying to buy and pay what I paid before. No, I paid twice as much, and it hurt. But I got a great laptop, so we bring you these good shows every day with a, you know, nice, clear view of me, and it's not all foggy. And that's what you want to get. You get good players, you get out of the fog a little bit. You get good players, and you don't have to worry about who's going to show up on Sunday, or you know, you don't have to wish and hope that you have a guy that can do something. You know he's going to do it every week. Every week he's going to come out there and he's going to do his thing, right? So with DK, I was trying to do anything except give up a first-round draft pick this year, and I definitely do not want to give up the first-round pick next year. And there are a lot of people that are saying, well, the Jags will be better, so I don't know why you're so worried about having that first-round pick next year in a draft that that has more talent. Okay, I'll explain it to you. You don't give up the first-round pick next year because, one, you don't know what pick it is. Two, they might be better, but you don't know how injuries work. Three, it could be the number one pick, and you don't want to be the team that's sitting there in a draft where everybody and their brother wants to move up to get one of those franchise quarterbacks that they are projecting is going to be there. And it doesn't mean they will, but the thing is picks are always worth more when you don't know what number it is. You got me? To know what number it is, it kind of, you can kind of see what you're getting and know what area you'll be in. To not know what number it is, it really adds a lot of value, because now It could be number one. It could be number 32. You don't know which numbers. You don't know how the season's going to play out. But the thing is to have an extra first in a draft, or just to have a first in a draft where it's extremely top heavy, that means stuff starts to trickle down. So maybe the guy that's going first in this year's draft, maybe he goes ninth in next year's draft. And the guy that's going 10th in this year's draft, maybe he goes 22nd in next year's draft. So what it is about a year-to-year way to accumulate talent and get the most out of your picks. I'd rather much have a first-round pick next year than one this year. But if you're the Jaguars, you still don't give that up for DK Metcalf, or you don't give it up for Deebo Samuel. The optics are just bad to do that. But there is a scenario where you could trade back and get multiple firsts and give one of those up along with some other stuff. There's also the scenario where you can trade to a team that will be a third party, a la the Jets, and could work something there. Like, okay, I'll move back and get more picks, but we'll send this pick over here for him, and he'll come here. And there's a way, I did it earlier on the simulator, where you can move back, get some extra picks, still end up with Deebo Samuel, and still be able to pick somebody in this draft that could help you. I think the guy I got was, I think I ended up with Deebo Samuel and Jermaine Johnson, who you probably wouldn't take at number one, but you'd be just as happy to take at, say, 10 if you're the Jaguar. So what would it require? It's going to require a lot because of the Davante Adams and the Cheetah Hill trades and what the compensation is going to be. I would say if there's a team with a one that's willing to give up, and I know Philly probably would, they'd probably give up a one for him because they're in a different situation and they have extra picks next year. They have multiple picks in this year's draft. I'd have to figure out a way to be creative and beat Philly. And what I'd do is it would involve the 33rd pick, the 65th pick. I would want to hang on to one of those third round picks. So it would probably involve a second round pick next year. You try to piece it together so that on one of these charts that you score more than Philly does. And you try to somehow convince San Francisco that it's more important to have a whole bunch of picks scattered over two drafts than it is to have a number one pick in this draft where the draft class isn't really that strong. And the 49ers don't have a first this year. They don't have a first next year. So what you try to do is give them other stuff. Give them a second in both years and then a third, and then see where you are and what it is you can talk about, maybe a pick swap at some point. But anything that does not involve a number one this year or a number one next year, I'd probably do it because you're picking so high this year. And to be honest, you'd be expected to still pick in the top half of next year's draft too. I would not get up off of that pick. That's all I'm telling you. That's just what I would not do. So I think that's what it will cost. I think it could possibly be done. I don't know if you have any players the 49ers want, if you're Jacksonville, but that's definitely something that I would look into. If I have to throw a player in there, like if somebody, I'm gonna be honest with you, they ask for Shaq Griffin, I'll probably do it as a part of the deal. I probably would, you know, just put him in, and because you have another outside corner in Darius Williams, and you also, of course, have Tyson Campbell. And then you have a draft this year, and you can go right there in that third or fourth round and pluck you another one, a guy who can play inside and play the slot. So maybe some form of three picks and a player, like the guy that I just named. But you got to at some point, if you got a chance to get Deebo, at least pick up the phone. At least pick up the phone. Did I already make an offer? Just like Jack Nicholson? You damn Skippy, I did. I did it. And you guys did it too by being here with me on Locked On Jaguars. Make sure you check out we have the Odyssey Ultimate Mock Draft. Some bonus episodes already wherever you get our podcast. They're already out. There's one, I think it was on the 18th, was put out. It was where I made the first pick for the Jags. And they're going to keep getting better and better and better as we go along. And I think by the 25th, you guys will know what the entire mock draft is. Couple of surprises in there, so don't just think just because I made that first pick that we're done. A couple of surprises, so make sure you tune into the Odyssey Ultimate Mock Draft along with the Locked On crew. Also, check out Locked On NFL, a Locked On NFL Draft with Eric Crocker and Ryan Tracy. They have their own YouTube page as well as wherever you get your podcast, because they're going to get in depth with a lot of these prospects and really, really hammer home their strengths and weaknesses and give it to you like nobody else does. I want to thank you guys for joining me, making this your first listen here on Locked On Jaguars. I am eternally grateful, and we appreciate you. And hopefully you'll join us again here tomorrow as we get closer to the NFL draft. Take care of each other. We'll see you next time.